There is a beautiful statement of Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi, one of the greatest Sufi masters ever. Take it to your heart. Come, come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshipper, lover of learning, it does not matter. Ours is not a caravan of despair. Come, even if you have broken your vow 1,000 times, come, come, yet again come.
Thank you. Hello, everybody listening to Osho Radio. Welcome to our new program. Today, we start with a new series of discourses by Osho called Come, Come, Yet Again Come. We have music for you from the world of Osho, and because the discourse was a little short, we bring you some extra and beautiful music to listen to. Just sit back and relax and enjoy this 1 hour just for you.
Ain't got time no more for the small things. Ain't got time no more for the blues. Ain't got time no more for all kind of fake things. Ain't got time no more to misuse. Time is out. Time is out. Time is out. Time is out. Ain't got time no more for the politicians. Ain't got time no more for the priests. Ain't got time no more for religion. Ain't got time no more for the sea. Time is out. Time is out. Time is out. Thank you.
Today's discourse is from the series Come, Come, Yet Again Come. The title of the discourse was taken by a poem by the Sufi mystic Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi. In the discourse today, a questioner asks Osho, how come that sannyasins also celebrate death? Isn't death something sad, something to mourn? Osho says, we sannyasins, we celebrate everything, life and death also. Thank you.
the second question. Bhagwan, I have heard that your sannyasins celebrate death. You have heard rightly. My sannyasins celebrate everything. Celebration is the foundation of my sannyas, not renunciation, but rejoicing in all the beauties, all the joys, all that life offers, because this whole life is a gift of God. The old religions have taught you to renounce life. They are all life negative. Their whole approach is pessimistic. They are all against life and its joys. To me, life and God are synonymous. In fact, life is a far better word than God itself. Because God is only a philosophical term, while life is real, existential. The word God exists only in scriptures. It is a word, a mere word. Life is within you and without you, in the trees, in the clouds, in the stars. This whole existence is a dance of life. I teach love for life. I teach the art of how to live your life totally. How to be drunk with the divine through the life. I am not an escapist. All your old religions have been teaching you escapism. They were all, in a certain sense, hip. The word hippie has to be understood. It simply means one who escapes from the battle of life, sows his hips, all your old religions are hippie. They have sown their hips. They could not accept the challenge of life. They could not confront and encounter life. They were cowards. They escaped to the mountains, to the monasteries. But even if you escape to the mountains and to the monasteries, how can you leave yourself behind? You are part of life. Life pulsates in your blood. Life breathes you. Life is your very being. Where you can escape? And all those efforts to escape, considered correctly, are suicidal. Your monks, your nuns, your mahatmas, your so-called saints were all suicidal people. They were trying gradual suicide. Not only that they were suicidal, they were cowards too. Cowards because they could not even commit suicide in a single blow. They were committing suicide gradually in installments. By and by, slowly, they were dying. And we have respected these unhealthy people, unwholesome people, these insane people. They were against God because they were against life. I am in tremendous love with life. Hence I teach celebration. Everything has to be celebrated. Everything has to be lived, loved. To me, nothing is mundane and nothing is sacred. To me, all is sacred. From the lowest rung of the ladder to the highest rung, it is the same ladder. From the body to the soul, from the physical to the spiritual, from sex to samadhi, everything is divine. An old Rajneesh Sannyasin told an actor playing Hamlet that he himself had once played the part. What was your interpretation of the role? Asked the actor. Did Hamlet really make love to Ophelia? I don't know if Hamlet did, replied the Sannyasin, but I certainly did. Celebration has to be total. Only then you can be multidimensionally rich. And to be multidimensionally rich is the only thing we can offer to God. If there is a God and someday you are going to face Him, He will ask you only one question. Have you lived your life totally or not? Because this opportunity is given to you to live, not to renounce. My sannyasins celebrate death too, because to me death is not the end of life, but the very crescendo of life, the very climax. It is the ultimate of life. If you have lived rightly, if you have lived moment to moment totally, if you have excused the whole juice of life, your death will be the ultimate orgasm. The sexual orgasm is nothing compared to the orgasm that death brings. But it brings only to the person who knows the art of being total. The sexual orgasm is a very faint thing compared to the orgasm that death brings. What happens in sexual orgasm? For a moment, you forget that you are a body. For a moment, two lovers become merged into one unity. into one organic union. For a moment, they are not separate entities. They have melted into each other, like two clouds who have become one. But it is only for a single moment, then they are again separate. Hence, all sexual orgasms bring in the wake a kind of depression. Because you fall from the height. You had reached a crescendo, and only for a fragment of a moment you remained on the peak, and then the peak disappeared. And when you fall from that height, you fall into the depth of depression. This is one of the contradictions of sex. It gives you the greatest pleasure and also the greatest agony. It gives you ecstasy and agony both. And each time you reach to an orgasmic state, you know, soon it will disappear. And then there is disillusionment, disappointment. Death gives you the ultimate in orgasmic joy. The body is left behind forever. And your being becomes one with the whole. It is immeasurable. To become one with a single person gives you so much joy. Just think, becoming one with the infinite, how much joy will not be happening. But it does not happen to everybody who dies. Because the people who have not lived rightly, they cannot die rightly either. The people who have lived in deep unconsciousness will die in unconsciousness. Death will give you only that which you have lived all your life. It is the essence of your whole life. If your life was of meditativeness, awareness, witnessing, then you will be able to witness death too. Your whole life, in different situations, you remained cool, centered. Death will give you the ultimate challenge, the ultimate test. And if you can remain centered, calm and cool and watching, then you will not die an unconscious death. Your death will bring you to the ultimate peak of consciousness. And then certainly, it has to be celebrated. So whenever one of my sannyasin dies, we celebrate, we dance, we sing. We give him a good farewell. A midget had died and left a widow. Friends came to pay their condolences and look at the body lying in an upstairs room of the house. After one friend came down, he was asked by the widow whether he had shut the door of the room where the body lay. "No," said the visitor. "I did not think it was necessary." "Then I had better go upstairs and shut it," replied the widow. "The cat has had him downstairs twice already." "You know, my cat is a Rajni Sannyasin, and he wants to celebrate the occasion." little Pyarino goes camping with his parents a little while after they had finished the day doing many things. They bed down for the evening. Pyarino cries, "Mummy, I can't sleep. There is a dead ant on my belly." "Shh." Pyarino says, his mother, "Be a good boy. Just go to sleep. It is nothing to worry about." After a few minutes, Pyarino's voice is heard again, "Mummy, Mummy, I can't sleep. I have got a dead ant on my belly." Pyarino scolds his mother, "Come on now. Don't tell me that a small dead ant stops you from sleeping." "Well," replies Pyarino, "it is not the dead ant really. It is all his ordained sannyasin friends that have come to celebrate his death." "Yes, my sannyasins celebrate death because they celebrate life. And death is not against life. It does not end life. It only brings life to a beautiful peak. Life continues even after death. It was before birth. It is going to continue after death. Life is not confined between the small space that exists between birth and death. On the contrary, births and deaths are small episodes in the eternity of life. We celebrate everything. Celebration is our way to receive all gifts from God. Life is his gift. Death is his gift. Body is his gift. The soul is his gift. We celebrate everything. We love the body. We love the soul. We are materialist spiritualists. Nothing like this has ever happened in the world. This is a new experiment, a new beginning. And it has great future for it. In the past, there have been materialists who denied the soul. And there have been spiritualists who denied the body. Both were agreed on one point, that only one can be accepted, either the body or the soul. They were either or people. They were not ready to accept the whole as it is. They were choosers. My sannyasins live in choiceless awareness. We are not choosers. We simply accept whatsoever is the case. The materialists, the Charvakas in India, and the Epicureans in Greece denied the soul. They said there is no soul. The soul is just imagination. The soul is illusion. And the spiritualists, the Shankaracharya in India, and Berkeley in Europe, these people said that the matter is illusory, maya. The body does not exist really. It is only your imagination. It is a dream made of the same stuff as dreams are made of. You are a soul. But both are agreeing on one point, that they cannot accept reality as it is. they have to choose. It is as if an electrician chooses the positive pole, and another electrician chooses the negative pole, and both deny the other pole. There will be no electricity, no light in the world. That's what has happened. The spiritualists have not been able to transform the world. The materialist has failed also. Because the world exists with polar opposites. Without the polarity, there is no world at all. The day is as much needed as the night. The body is as much needed as the soul. The world is as much needed as God. There can be no circumference without a center, and there can be no center without a circumference. This is a simple fact. Maya sannyas is acceptance of that which is. We are not choosers. Who we are to choose? And what difference our choice is going to make? You can choose whatsoever you like, but whatsoever you don't like is going to remain there. Just by not choosing it, it is not going to disappear. And because you have not chosen it, you will remain half lopsided. The East has remained lopsided because of the so-called spirituality. It has remained poor, unscientific, without any technology, without industry. It has become lousy, lazy, lethargic. It has lost all joy in existence because this is all dream. Why bother about it? It is hungry, ill, poor. But this is all illusion. You are simply dreaming that you are poor. You are not really poor. You are simply dreaming that you are starving. You are not starving. And the West has chosen materialism. So there is great technology, beautiful houses, better roads, better cars, better aeroplanes. But man is very empty and meaningless. Without spirituality, there will be no center. Man is falling apart. The Western man is half. The Eastern man is half. My effort here is to create the whole man. To me, the whole man is the only holy man. The East and the West have to meet. They have to become complementaries, not antagonists. But this is possible only if we change the whole philosophical background. Hence, I teach a very contradictory philosophy. Spiritualist materialism is the name that I give to my philosophy. I want you to be materialist and spiritualist simultaneously in a balanced way. I would love that the society has all the facilities, all the comforts and conveniences that science and technology can provide. And I would also love that the people have a great awareness inside them so that they can enjoy whatsoever science provides for. I would like everybody to be a Buddha. But at the same time, I would like the world also to become more and more comfortable, more and more lovable, more and more beautiful. We can transform this world into a paradise. But then, we have to stop choosing. We have to simply accept the whole as it is, with all its contradictions. Those contradictions are contradictions only because of our logical obsession. Otherwise, they are complementaries. Life and death both are beautiful.
We're almost at the end of today's program. At the beginning of the program, you listened to flute music by Nandin, a number called Bits and Pieces. Then there was Bindu with his song Time Is Out, and an instrumental piece of music with Chimaya Dancer playing the santor called Kajurao. After the discourse, you heard a small remake of Miten's song Rhythm of Life. Then there was his beautiful instrumental music from Parful and his friends called Holy Land from his CD Mystic. Just now you listen to Sudananda with a song called Sacredness, and we finish with Milarepa and Narayani singing Osho Celebration. Goodbye, everybody. Stay tuned to Osho Radio. Come back next time for a new program, or listen to all of our previous programs you can find on our website on the internet. Have a good time, take care, and namaste.
I close my eyes and let go into ecstasy. Wake up to a new day, a new way. Dancing comes the new man, and so I sing.
Osho Celebration. Join the caravan, the Sarai of life. Osho Celebration. Join the caravanserai of love. Moving like white clouds into the light. 10,000 Buddhas are here tonight. A message from the rising sun. Forget all tomorrows, they never come. Osho Celebration. Join the caravanserai of life. Osho Celebration. Join the caravanserai. Join the caravanserai of
into the holy fire. Step into the holy fire.